Hi, I'm Josh Black on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. It is the 13th of August, and may I ask you for your name, date of birth, and where you come from?
Hi, I'm Chris Gill. I'm from Bradford in Yorkshire, and I was born on the 8th of January 1946.
Great, and how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm looking forward to going on Binth, and feeling fairly relaxed.
And how did you hear about the project and what inspired you to take part in it?
Well, I read about it in The Guardian, and I know quite a lot about Anthony Gormley's work, and I thought, hey, here's a chance for me to be involved, so that's why I did.
And what are you planning on doing up on the plinth?
I'm planning to construct bunting to signify my links with many, many people in my life, but both people who are alive now and people who are not alive, and people who live in this country and people who live in other countries in the world. So I think I'm going to be linking myself to about 50 or 60 different people while I'm there.
And what inspired you to do that?
Well, I started thinking about this whole idea about it being one person on the plinth, and how that one person had links to lots and lots of other people. Most people are not solitary. They come from families and they have friends and they live in communities, and I just felt it would be nice to be able to demonstrate that in some way. And I was recently at a music festival where the room was decorated with some very attractive bunting. So I went and inspected it and saw how easy it was to do and decided to put those two ideas together.
So who would you say you're going up on the plinth for?
I would say I'm doing it for myself.
And are you planning on interacting with anyone below the plinth while you're up there?
Apart from waving to my friends and family who will be there, no, I don't intend to, because I think what I'm doing is actually quite a private thing and not easily explained to strangers who, however pleasant and receptive they may be, I don't think it would be easy to explain it to them.
How did you react when you found out that you'd got a place up on the plinth?
I was really excited about it because I was already planning to be here in London this week, so it seemed like serendipity, really.
And why were you planning on being in London this weekend?
I have a daughter that lives in London, and she'd asked me to look after her children, and so I'd agreed to do that. So it just happened to be this week.
So who is important and what is important in your life at the moment, would you say?
My family are important, and they live a long way away from me. I've got a family in Australia, a family in Spain, and family in London, and I live in Yorkshire, as I said, so they're important, and I have to work very hard to at that relationship with them. But I've also got lots of friends and lots of interests and things that I do. One of the strands of my bunting is my passions and pleasures, and so I was able to isolate the things that I felt added good, positive things to my life and symbolise them with a triangle.
Have you got anyone with you today supporting you?
Yes, my daughter and her two children are going to be here, and then a friend from Yorkshire who's come with me, and then some other friends are trying to be here too.
So you mentioned that your family live all over the world. Did everyone grow up in Yorkshire?
Yes, they all grew up in Yorkshire, yes.
What are your hopes, fears and expectations from going up on the plinth?
My fears, get those out of the way first, are that my very careful planning to make this beautiful bunting somehow goes wrong. It shouldn't do, but you never know. I almost had my scissors confiscated, so that was a hurdle I had to jump over when I first arrived in the building. My hopes are that the people that I mention with their little label will feel connected to me and feel loved by me. And my expectations are that if I manage to finish it within the time before I take it down, the plinth is going to look pretty splendid.
And has everything, did you have any expectations before arriving today, since you found out that you were coming on the plinth? How have you been feeling about the whole process?
I think always positive and always excited by it and interested in what other people were doing. I've looked at quite a lot of people on the website. And I had a friend who was actually here a couple of weeks ago on a 3 o'clock in the morning slot. So I've had a chance to talk to her since. So it was quite useful to have face-to-face feedback from somebody who's done it.
So on the website, when you signed up, you had to fit in 3 words
mm-hmm.
about yourself. Now we've got you here, and obviously it's a few weeks later and you're about to go up. How would you describe yourself in this moment for us?
I still like the words I chose, because I could have changed them. It was always possible to edit what you'd written. I chose timid, quirky and passionate, and I still quite like those words as a description of me generally and how I'm feeling at the moment too.
You mentioned that you'd been watching other people going up. Are you generally a follower of art, and are you familiar with Anthony Courtney's work?
Yes, I am. Obviously, I'm from the North, so the angel of the North. I've seen it lots and lots and lots of times. I was in London 2 years ago, I think it was, when he had the figures on the top of the buildings all around the South Bank, so I saw those. And I've also seen some other of his work, so I do like his work, yes.
Great, and are you feeling calm about the final about going up?
I think calm as anybody could be, yes.
Do you have anything else that you would like to tell us before you go up for the record, really, about yourself?
I think I've said it. I've said what I need to say. Thank you.
Be interested to know what you do for a living. You mentioned going to music festivals and your sense of community being important to you.
Well, I tried retiring a few times, but it didn't really suit me. So I found myself a job, a part-time job. I actually teach children maths after school in a private tutoring centre, which I enjoy very much because I work with children who have difficulties and I quite like that whole process of explaining things to people who've always found it hard, you know, and having that, oh, that's how you do it kind of feeling. So that's what I do. And that enables me then to do all the other things I like to do, travelling to Australia constantly, travelling to Spain, and doing lots of community activities during the week.
And you've never strayed from Yorkshire? You've never been tempted to move away?
Well, I wasn't originally from Yorkshire, but my husband is a Yorkshireman, so I'm actually a southerner by origin.
Where did you grow up?
In Essex, but I've been in Yorkshire for the last 38 years, something like that. So
great. Anything else at all that you'd like to say?
No,
thank you very much.